For decades, the Wisconsin Veterans Museum's been collecting the personal stories of people who've served in the military. Today, we're listening to a few of their recollections. As Annalise Hensel reports, the vets reflect on their time in uniform, its impact, and their thoughts about their service today.
Some of the reflections the veterans share are intense, especially those recalling fallen soldiers. Other stories are mundane at first, before becoming dramatic.
I remember writing home to my parents that, there's nothing going on here. It was kind of boring. The next day we were shot down.
Tom Daly is a Marine who served in Vietnam from 1967 to 1969. He was a door gunner when his helicopter was attacked.
When I first saw the muzzle flash out in the jungle, I thought it was a street light. That's the city kid in me telling me that's a street light. And the pilot said, shoot. And then another one opened up, and then another one opened up. So they were really trying to knock us down out of the air.
Daly vividly remembers shooting back. It's as if it was happening today.
I could smell the helicopter. I could smell the gas being burnt, the exhaust from it. I could smell the gunpowder. I could feel the barrel on the gun. You know, it was hot.
Daly's memories are among the hundreds the Wisconsin Veterans Museum has gathered over the years. It recently re-energized the project, hiring a full-time oral historian and creating a digital archive. The vet stories begin with why people chose to serve.
Couldn't really afford to go to school. Figured, well, let's get it, continue my education somehow.
Clinton Grigg was in the Army from 1984 to 1992. He talks about his deployment to Saudi Arabia during Operation Desert Shield.
It was peacetime. I never expected to get sent anywhere. I didn't really, follow the news too much at the time, so I didn't really know what was going on over there. All of a sudden, we're getting ready to deploy over to Saudi Arabia.
Grigg recalls everyday life there, things like sleeping in huge white tents with colorful interiors, and the sand that was so hot you could use it to warm up packaged food. Todd Hartwig expected a similar climate when he was sent to Iraq.
There was canals everywhere, everything was green, swamp grass everywhere, mosquitoes, little digger bugs that'd dig in you until their feet were sticking. Oh, they were nasty.
It was 2004, about two-thirds into Hartwig's 29-year career in the Army. Hartwig was with the team tasked with both destroying and locating roadside bombs.
Drive around until one blows up, or you find them. Look for the bad guys. Do night operations. Hide out by the roads. Watch them for digging. They had curfews, too. I mean, rules. No nighttime. You know, anybody's out there, it's AIF. Anti-Iraqi forces.
Hartwig says he was near more than 200 blasts and as a result developed traumatic brain injury.
I couldn't think right, slurring my words. I'd say stuff that I was thinking different. I thought I was messed up. I'm going crazy. And then one day I read an article about TBI and I said, there's 13 symptoms of it and I get every one of them.
Hartwig's oral history includes his challenges getting medical care when he came home. Other vets' stories address trouble they had finding work, and a number discuss PTSD and substance abuse. Yet Hartwig is among those who say they'd serve again if given the chance to turn back the clock. He explains what motivated him to stay in the Army for three decades.
Camaraderie and love for the country, pretty much. Duty, honor, all wrapped up into one.
I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.